Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Amid Beis. As you recall, we already quoted this Mishnah at the beginning of our Masechta. Until now, we spoke about when are the Zmanim for saying Kriyashma at night and Kriyashma in the morning. And now we're going to talk about the way we say Kriyashma, as well as we're going to talk about the Birchois Kriyashma. So says the Mishnah. Beishami Amrim. Be'erev kol odom yiyata v'yikra uvavoyker yiyamoy shenemar. What is the Mishnah referring to? We have the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in the first Pasha of Krishma, Vishinantum uvanecha v'dibar tabam. Vishivtcha. We have learned until now that the two words uvishachbacha uvkumecha are telling us the timeline. It's telling us when you're supposed to say Krishma. You're supposed to say it vishachbacha when you go to sleep. Oh, when you're sleeping, meaning that we had a three-way machloikis in the first Mishnah, does b'shachbacha mean when you go to sleep, which would mean until 10 o'clock, or does it mean when people are sleeping generally throughout the night, which would mean until amud shachar? Does it mean that the chachamim made a harchaka until 12? So that was the when of b'shachbacha. Uvkumecha, when do you go and say Krishma in the morning? Either until Netzachama, when people actually arise, or 3 hours later, which is the month that the Malachim get up. So we spoke about b'shachbacha uvkumecha in the context of when you say Krishma. Now we're going to talk about how you say Krishma. And Beis Shammai says, you got to go and say it at night, the way a person goes to sleep at night. In other words, almost in a sleeping form. And you're supposed to go and say it in the morning the way people stand up in the morning when they arise, in a standing form. So, Beishami Omen Be'erev Kol Odom Yata V'Yikra. You don't actually go and say it when you're totally supine, when you are totally on your back, because that would not be B'derech Kavoid. But what you can do is Yata, you should go and lean to the side and be laying down whilst you're leaning. So that's b'shachbacha. That's how you're supposed to say it. Uvavoyker yamay. As you're standing up, arising from your sleep and slumber, that's when you say your Krishma, shenema, uvishachbacha, uvakumach. So there, b'shachbacha is not only telling you when, but it's telling you how. No. Sinishtemis. Kol adam kodi kedarka. You can go and lay Krishma any way you want. Rashi says, what means kedarka? Standing, lying down, sitting, walking, any way you want. How do I know? Shnem kusin the pasuk uvelechtecha v'aderech. The very same pasuk says vishnantul v'necha uvelechtecha v'aderech uveshachbacha uvkimecha. So what means uvelechtecha v'aderech? The way you're walking. And keilom and neveshachbacha uvkimecha. So oy bazoi. Why does the Torah Saka say not to tell you how to say it, but when to say it? Oh, so very, very simple. How do we interpret? Rav Tarfin says, I wanted to be machmir like Dibri Beishamai. It was starting to get nightfall, and I decided I'm not going to go and say Krishma standing or even sitting, but rather I'm going to lie down, just like the very Beis Shammai, just like Beis Shammai said. And guess what happened? As a result, I came lidei sakana, into danger. And they are listed because of the thieves or other gangsters. They told them, you have violated Divrei Beis Hillel. It was kedai for you. In other words, you deserved it. You deserved to be in sakana, because what you should have done is you should have followed Beis Hillel and not followed Beis Shammai. Now it's true that Beis Hillel says that you can also say it b'shachbacha. Beis Hillel doesn't exclude, it's not mutually exclusive. Beis Hillel also agrees that you can go and lie down on the side while you're saying Krishma. But as we'll see in the Gemara, it's one thing that if you're already lying down and you want to continue to lie down, that's one thing. But if you were standing until now, or sitting, and you dafka want to go and lie down like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel says that is improper, because we do not learn the limit of Beis Shammai. And you can go and do it any way you want, just like it says, v'lechta chabadeh. We're going to talk about that more in the Gemara, as you'll see in Mehtisham. Good. So says the Gemara now, top of Yud Aleph Omer Aleph, Bishloima Beis Hillel Kamafarishi Tamayu V'taima De Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel in our Mishnah explains both his own view and the view of Beis Shammai. Meaning, what's the makarit of Beis Hillel's halacha that you can go and say it any way you want? Because it says v'lechtecha baderech. What does he do with the v'shach b'chu v'kamecha of Beis Shammai? He says that's coming to tell you b'shah. When? Not how. Noi b'zoi, so Beis Hillel did a good job in both addressing his halacha and Beis Shammai's view. The time of the Beis Shammai. El Beis Shammai, my time of the American Beis Hillel. We only know why Beis Shammai holds his view of lying down at night and standing up in the morning, but what does he do with Beis Hillel's pasik? What does he do with that pasik? Everymore amr lecha Beis Shammai im kenimikro baboiker uva'orev mai b'shachbacha uva'kumecha b'shas shchiva shchiva mamish u'b'shas kima kima mamish. Beis Shammai hasn't addressed yet the uvelechtecha baderech. What Beis Shammai has done is he has strengthened his view to go and reject Beis Hillel's view by saying that if the reason why the Torah says b'shach b'kamecha is only to tell you the when, the b'shah, like Beis Hillel says, no, you should go and say b'boiker b'arev, or really b'erev u'b'boiker. That's the change on the side, the aleph of the Hagoyt Tzionim. It should say instead of b'shach b'cha when you go to sleep, it should go and say b'erev at night. Instead of u'kamecha, it should say b'boiker. So the point is, by the fact that the Torah says my b'shach u'kamecha, it's not only coming to tell you the time, but b'shah shchiva, at the time that you do your shchiva, that you are going to sleep, shchiva mamish, then you're lying on the side. U'b'shah shchima, when you're getting up, kima mamish, you're really getting up to go and say kriyashma. So therefore Beis Shammai is now fortified his halacha and explaining the basis of his limud. But you still haven't answered our initial kasha, and that is Beis Shammai, haibalechtecha baderech mai oved lehu. What does he do with that pasuk, which sounds like what Beis Hillel said, even if the person is holech kedarkai? You need it for the totally different drash. Says in the Brisim, says the Gemara, why did it say it comes to tell you only if you're not doing edvar mitzvah at the time, and now it's time to go and lay in krishma, or it comes time to go and learn Torah. But if you're oisig a mitzvah, like every did of oisig a mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah, you don't have to go and lane if you're busy with a mitzvah. That comes to exclude a chosen who is also oisig a mitzvah. And therefore, mikan amru, hakoinis is a psula, potur. If a person is about to go and marry a psula, then he's potem for laning krishma. Yes, almana chayiv. However, if he's about to marry an almana, then he's chayiv to go and lane krishma. Now, before we continue on, l'choyr, we have a little bit of a difficulty here. And that is, from b'shitruch v'yisecha, we're saying prat l'oisim v'mitzvah. Uvelechtech v'aderech prat l'choson. Why is a choson different than anybody else? Because he's also torud b'tirud the mitzvah, right? He's getting married with a psula, and therefore, as we'll see in the Gemara, what's the difference between a psula and almana? But because since he's marrying a psula and they're psulim, he wants to make sure he does a proper bia. While if you're talking about an almana, then you don't have to worry about making an appropriate bia because she's already, the hymen is already, the psulim has already been broken. She's already a bula. Anyway, but the point is, the reason why we're excluding chosin is because of he's also oisim mitzvah. So why can't you learn the din of chosin from b'shitcha b'veisecha? Why do I have to have a bazundra limud uvelechtecha baderech? So that's not my kasha. It's the second Rashi at the very top of the Amud. See the second line. Uvelechtecha baderech prat l'chosin v'yavagav l'chosin nami oisim mitzvah. So what do I need? A special limud? Says Rashi, ilav kro yaseid, if I didn't have the extra, I wouldn't know it from b'shift chabaveisecha. The kiven the oisik the mitzvah, the kiven the oisik b'mitzvah like sibekra behedya. It doesn't really say the words oisik b'mitzvah clearly in the pasuk. It's only based on a diuk. Elamiyuta bi'almahu the kadarshina b'beisecha. Uma metina menei oisik b'mulechas mitzvah the ikaterda. Since it's all based on an inference on a diuk, avo. Chosen the tir de machshava bi almahu shemachashiv al isek psulim ilav kro yaseira loy ismite. So what Rashi is saying is very, very clear. That is, if we'd only say b'shitcha v'isecha, I would only exclude someone who's oisig the mitzvah bi adayim physically, he's busy with the mitzvah. Masha'en ken, a chassid is not busy with his hands or with his feet. It's because Mashav, he's toted that the mind is not there. He's not able to focus that well. But it's not that oisig a mitzvah that his hands are totally, he's not writing out a check now for tzedakah. He's not oisig a mitzvah. He's not holding a sefer Torah in his hand doing hagba. He's not oisig a mitzvah. He has a tear to the mitzvah that he's thinking. Mashav. Oh, since it's Mashav, I might not have been able to learn that from Bishit Chavisecha. That's why I have to have a special pasuk, a special limud from Uvelech Techa Ba Terech. Great Imara. Okay, I see the limud, but my mashma. Where does it, Vi Liktis in the Verta, where does it say Uvelech Techa Ba Terech, Prat Lechosen? Omer Papa, Ki Terech. Maderech Rishus, Avko Rishus. When it says Uvelech Techa Ba Terech, it means that a person is walking down the street. Why is he walking down the street? Because he's going to his office, he's going to the supermarket, he's going to visit somebody. He's walking, somewhere he's walking. So it's Rishus. And therefore, since it's Rishus, says the Torah, oh, you're just walking down the street. It's now Krishna time. No, guys are Krishna. Aha. So it's coming to exclude, however, a person who's oisik b'mitzvah. For 18 mar, miliaskin and the koazel advar mitzvah. Maybe he's not just walking down the street. Maybe he's rushing to go to daven. He's rushing to go to shul, to koilul, to chasishon for an alavaya, to nicham abeilim, for a bikur koilim. Maybe he's, that's chavadera. It doesn't necessarily only mean that he's walking stamazoi. Maybe he's walking to go to advar mitzvah. But for the hachi, nevertheless, amarachmana, likri, you should go and say krishma. Anyway, so what's your deal? Uvelech techa ba derech, prat lo isig b'mitzvah. No! It includes oisig mitzvah, that you have to stop everything, it makes no difference what you're doing, go and say Krishna. So Shimon came lech v'rachmona, b'sheves uvelechas. If that was the kavanah of the Torah, to include even a person who's oisig b'mitzvah, why does it say, my b'shiftecha, b'veisecha, uvelech techa? That comes to tell you, v'sheves didoch, uvelechas didoch, who the mechayves? When you are sitting at home for your own purposes, b'shiftecha, for yourself, uvelechtecha, you're walking down the street for your own needs, not for oisik shamayim, for a dvar mitzvah, but didoch, for you. Who the mechayves? That's when you have the mitzvah of going and saying krishma. The mitzvah betiris. However, if you're talking about a dvar mitzvah, then you are potur. Aha. So therefore, that's what I need uvelech techa ba derech, says Beishamai, because of the fact that uvelech techa ba derech is coming to tell you prat li oisik b'mitzvah. The b'shivtcha v'esech is prat to another mitzvah he's doing biyadayim, and uvelech techa ba derech is prat the person who's torid with the herhurim, the machshavis of the dvar mitzvah. Right, Mori Hachi, Afil HaKonis Almana Nami, why don't you say the same thing that by Almana he's also going to do a dvar mitzvah, he's marrying the Almana. That Mohai torid v'hai loy torid. When it comes to the Indian of marrying a psula, he's concerned about the psulim, that everything should go properly. Could also be not only should go properly, but he's also concerned that he wants to make sure that she's a psula, not chas v'shalom that she previously lived with somebody else. She was a mesana, or she was when she was a penuya, when she was an arusa. So he's concerned about that. But Almana, that's not his concern because she's a b'ula anyway. Anyway, so Yimari Hachi Afilat Chodis Almana Nami. So Yimari Haytar v'Hay Loytar. The Gavi the din of a psula, he's tarid. He's all concerned and noivis and thinking and blah 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 blah. However, the Gavi the din of Almana is not tarid. So Freit Yimari, oh, so you're telling me that Iker is not al tzvar mitzvah. The Iker is being the tirda. The imishum tirda filat tovus v'nasa b'yam nami. What happens if the person owns a svina, he owns the Titanic, for instance, and he hears reports that Titanic is about to go and sink? Oh boy, this guy is nervous, he's concerned, and therefore he won't be able to go and say Krishma. So if you're telling me out tirda, it shouldn't only be tirda the mitzvah, it should be any type of tirda. So those of you that don't own the Titanic, but you own a couple of shares of stock, you're also nervous in the market. The market is going to go up, it's going to go down. I'm told I can't focus on saying Krishma. V'chitei machanami. And maybe that's talk about halacha, that if a person is torah, even if it's a tirah de rishus, maybe it's talk about potter. Alomar abba bar zavda omarav. Ovel chay b'chol mitzvahs v'amuris v'tayra, and ovel chas v'shom, someone who's sitting shiva, as you know, is chay in all the mitzvahs. We're not talking about an oinein now before the kvura. We're talking about after the aninus is over, because the kvura is over, and he's sitting nebuch shiva. So he's chay in everything. Chutz v'na tefillin, but the first day he doesn't put on tefillin. Sharei nema behem pe'er, because it says about the tefillin. Pe'er shenema, it says in the pasuk legabe yichesku pe'ercha chavoy shalecha, that even though yichesku was sitting shiva after his wife, Rachman Litzlan, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you should go and put on the pe'er, meaning you should go and put on your tefillin. However, lahoitzi that other aveilim do not put on the tefillin.
What do they do? We do today, though.
What it means we do today?
After you buried the mace.
The question is whether on that first day after the kvura, whether you're supposed to put on tefillin or not. That's not a simple issue that you have to go and speak to competent Orthodox rabbis. But certainly the next day after that, many of them, for sure, everybody would agree that we wear the tefillin. Because the aninus deraisa is only the first day, the aveilus deraisa is only the first day, not the other day. But anyway, getting back to Agbar, see, Mora says, so what do I see from this? The whole time is Nebuch thinking about the close, dear family member that Nebuch just passed away, and the person is probably Nebuch Fatracht and the Tzitracht, and Nebuch is crying and weeping and upset and all the rest. Nevertheless, he's Chayim B'chol HaMitzvahs, including Kriya Shema. Why? He has all these tirdas in his mind. Is the Chasimin that a tirda is not a p'tur, doesn't exempt you from going and saying Kriya Shema. So therefore, if the stock market is going down or up, or your Svin is Chas HaShon Tuvei B'yam, that is not an exemption from saying Kriya Shema. So, Ibazoi, why did the Gemara say that that's enough Gemina between the Psula and the Almana? Is that the Psula there is a Tirda, Almana there is no Tirda? We just said that Tirda doesn't play a role at all. That doesn't exempt you from saying Kriya Shema. Everything more, there are two different types of Tirda. Hasam Torah Tirda de Mitzvah, Hacha Torah Tirda de Rishus. If you're talking about a Tirda that involves a Mitzvah, like the mice of the psulim, it's not just he's oisim a mitzvah, but in fact his whole machshava is torah about the dvar mitzvah. Then einachanami avad this p'tur. But anything less than that, such as the case of the ovel that Nebuch is thinking about his grievous loss, which is terrible, but lemais it's not a tirda de mitzvah, it's a tirda rishus. Same thing tovus v'nasa b'yam, and the same thing is going and marrying the almana. It's all considered to be a tirda rishus. Therefore, that is not does not point to him from going and laying krishma.
Is the tirda for Basul the only tirda that excludes the Krishna?
Any other type of tirda limits it. The Gemara doesn't go into what other type of tirda limits it. Oh, you see, he's thinking about Shver Toises, and he cannot concentrate on saying Krishna. Kansai?
Or a man is having a son, you know, Mila, so he's concerned that Mila is going to do the right job. And
maybe you have to look in the postkim to see whether that would also qualify for our purposes.
Mila is not a mitzvah, the warning of someone.
To mourn is a mitzvah, but it doesn't pati you from any of the other mitzvahs. You can't say because I'm mourning Chas V'Shalom for the full week, so I don't have to make brachas, I don't have to go and put on the talis and tefillin, I don't have to do all the other mitzvahs. Mechuyev and everything, the only thing that you're pati from is the first day, only menatzel. Zorki Marvaitze Ubei Shammai. So the Bach takes out Ubei Shammai. It says in Gemara, "Veshami Yehuma Boy Lulu Prat L'Shluchim Mitzvah." Apparently, the reason why he takes it out is because originally, in our Mishnah and in the Gemara, we said that the drasha of Beisil was from Vlech to Chavaderech. Vaderech means that Adam is Koyre Kedarkoi. But the Gemara actually asked, maybe the Derech is that he was walking to Yeshiva, to the Koyl, to do a Dvar Mitzvah. How do you know that it's talking about Davka, that he was walking the Rishus? So Gemara was darshing, therefore, from the Beshach, Beshiftecha, Beveisecha, Beshiftecha, Beshevet, Tidach, Ulechtecha, Ulechas, Tidach, and therefore the Gemara is wondering, what about that Baderech that you were speaking about in the Mishnah? Ulechtech Baderech, that the person is Koyde Kedarkoi. What do we do with that extra word derech now? So tomorrow, Obei Shammai, who miboyvu leprat l'shluchei mitzvah. Not only if the person is himself oisig b'dvar mitzvah, but he has been sent as a messenger to the dvar mitzvah, he would also be punished. That's why we need the extra drasha. Obei Sil Amri, b'meiv Shammai z'mana d'al filu derech nami kari. What Obei Sil is doing, he's responding now to Obei Shammai. And he's saying, I, Beis Hill, learn from our Mishnah, kol adam kari kedar koi, shnem v'lechtach v'derech. Beis Shammai came and said that I'm learning v'lechtach v'derech to go and tell you, prat l'choson. So how can I learn two drushes from the same two words? So Beis Hill, no, nishkeferlech. Me'eva shmamina, dafila v'derech, na mi kari. That the v'lechtach v'derech could be referring to both. Meaning, uvelechtecha tells you leches didoch as opposed to dvar mitzvah, and that therefore that would be lafuke from the chosin, and the baderech comes to tell you your derech rishus. meaning that that you can go be koyre kedarkai, that you can go and lay in Krishna any way you want. The fact that the Torah added v'lechta v'derech instead of just simply saying v'shach b'chu v'kamecha, why did it say v'lechta v'derech? Whatever you're doing, you're coming, you're going, you're doing, you're standing, you're sitting, you're sleeping, whatever, you got your mitzvah of Krishna under all circumstances. Zorti Martin Rabban, we start a new braisa which continues on the same thought. Beisol Omrim, Oim Din V'Koyrin, you could be standing and saying Krishna. Yoish Vin V'Koyrin, you could be sitting and saying Krishna. Matin V'Koyrin, you could be lying down on your side and saying Krishna. Holchem Aderech V'Koyrin, you could be walking and saying Krishna. Gravdin Shulchan Aruch says that preferably you should not be Hoylech and Koyre, because whilst you're walking, it's very hard to focus attention on Krishna, because after all, you want to make sure you don't bump into somebody and you don't fall into a pothole or whatever, so it's hard to focus. But you could stand, you could sit, you can lie down, no problem. Even Oysim Malachim V'Koyrin, you can even go and be involved in Malacha. Now, how far reaching is that after all? If you're doing Malacha, it's very hard to go and say Krishna at the same time. So Mitchum, we're going to talk about that more in another few Bletta, where that's referring to the first parasha, the second parasha, what are the circumstances. Mitchum, that's going to be a Gemara later on. Anyway, now the Gemara tells us a story, which a little, it's almost humorous. When Masim Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were together, Shayim Masubim the Mokim Mecha, they were sitting together at the same table. Vayir Rabbi Shmuel Moite, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Akiv. Rabbi Shmuel was Moite, he was lying to the side. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Akiv, and he was sitting up erect. Kimin Shigi is Man Krishma, now it's Man Krishma Shal Arvis, it's now 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. Guess what happens? The two of them now went and changed positions. Until now, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was Zokov, is Hita Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar, who was previously Zokov, now he was the one that lied down, similar to what Rebbe Shmuel was doing. As soon as that happened, Rebbe Shmuel, and now Rebbe Shmuel stood up. In other words, they reversed their positions 180%. Until now, 180 degrees, I should say. That Rav Shmuel, who was lying down, now stood up. Blazim Nazari, that was standing up, or at least was sitting erect, now he went and he lay down. So Blazim Nazari was kind of miffed, and he was surprised, what's going on? He thought maybe Rav Shmuel is in fact being critical of him, or doesn't want to act like him. Omelet Rav Lozman Azari Rav Shmuel. Yishmuel Achi, my dear brother Rav Shmuel, Em Shulchol Moshlem Ma'adav Doima, what you just did now is almost a little bit offensive to me, and reminds me of the famous Moshel. What's the Moshel? Moshel Yachad She'om Loi Ziknecha Megudel. Person comes into shul, or comes to a wedding, or whatever, and somebody goes and gives him a nice compliment. Ooh, I see your beard is so nice, and it's beautifully combed, and beautifully manicured, really, really beautiful. Can you say manicure on a beard? But anyway, it's groomed. Oh, that's the right word, especially with the chasana, and if he's getting married, so it happens to be beautifully groomed. Thank you. Omulahem, as soon as he hears that compliment, he says, oh, thank you, that's so nice of you, you say, it's so gracious. What do you do? Yir kenaga mashchisa. You know, I have a great idea. I'm going to the barber tomorrow morning, and we're going to go and take off the entire beard, and I'm going to go and cut it. That's the way you respond to a compliment. You're going saying, since you like it so much, I'm going to go and destroy it. Afkach, you to Rabbi Shmuel. Ata, kol zman sheni zokov. As long as I was sitting up, ata moita, you were lying down. Achshav, kishani hitaisi. I wanted to go, in a sense, accompany you and show you I'm such a good friend of yours. I'm also going to lie down. As soon as I did, after the captain, you stood up. Like, what's going on over here? You know, it's almost a slap in the face. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel said to him, come on, don't take this personally. This is all ani osisi kedir beitzel, v'at osisi kedir beishamai. It's all a very simple situation. Excuse me. I was doing like beitzel, and you were doing like beishamai. Meaning, since it's now Krishma time, since it's Krishma time, beishamai is the one that holds it. You have to go and do it by being matzah to go and lie down to the side. And that's what you did, but I don't paskel like beishamai. I paskel like beitzel. And Basil says, you can do it anyway. And therefore, I didn't want to lie down. That's why I sat up. How are you going to go and tell me what would have been so terrible if both of you had been lying down after all? Basil agrees you can lie down too. Basil says, yeah. How do we sort of the braisa? Basil Amrim, Oimdim v'koyrim, Yoishvim v'koyrim, Matin v'koyrim. So what would be the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. Vloyoid. What I'm afraid is maybe the Talmidim are going to see what's going on, and then afterwards, in generations from now, they're going to go and say, "Oh, did you hear? Ich bin given, Manzidi given by Rabbi Shmuel and Blaz Menazaria, and it came the time for Lenin Krishma, and Alam Zachoskelig, and everybody was lying down. In fact, I even showed you on a YouTube, and it went viral. I got some ice. Frankly, one of my Valeroy. What is he adding to the equation by telling us Valeroy? He says, Vachitaim, are you going to go and tell me? Basil Nami Islahu Matin, like we said a moment ago, that Rabbi Blaz Menazaria can say to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, when I decided to be Mata, why did you have to go and sit up? Why did you have to stand up? You could have continued being Mata just like I was Mata, because Basil agrees that you can be Mata, you can go and lie down when you're saying Krishna, lying down to the side. The Gemara, Hani Mili the Mata be also Meikara. He said, Avada and Avada, Beisul would agree that if for the last 2 hours you've been lying down to the side, and now it's Man Krishma, you don't have to get up, you don't have to sit up, you don't have to jump up. It's enough to, you can stay the way you want, that's fine. However, since the entire time you were standing until now, or you're sitting until now, and guess what? All of a sudden, because Man Krishma, you decide to go and lie down. And if I'm going to also continue to lie down, then what are the Talmidim going to say? Shem Yira Talmidim Yikvai Golach L'Tayis. They're going to say, oh, you see that not only Rabbi Shmuel, who was in a lying position, and he continued to lie down when he was saying Krishma, but even Rabbi Zanzai, who was standing up, or at least he was sitting erect, he also lay down. So you see, everybody seems to hold, all the great rabbis seem to hold like Beis Shammai. That's why I had to take a stand. And that's why I stood up. I didn't want anybody to go make a mistake, l'doyrois, and say the psak halucha like Beis Shammai. I wanted to make it crystal clear that you can do it any way you want. So don't take it offensively. That's the reason why I stood up. Tani Rabbi Cheskel. Tani.
Rav.
Okay, Tani, thank you. Tani Rav, Yecheskel, Osa Kedivri Beis Shammai, Osa, no. Tani Rav Yecheskel, Osa Kedivri Beis Shammai, Osa Kedivri Beis Hill, Osa. So Rav Yecheskel learns in a Braisa that if you want to do like Beis Shammai, it's good. You want to do like Beis Hill, it's good. Okay. No problem. In other words, you got freedom of choice over here, freedom of religion. You can follow Beis Shammai, you can follow Beis Hill. If you also, no. Osa Kedivri Beis Shammai, the Osa Vilei Klum. If you did like Beis Shammai, meaning that you purposely went and lay down at night, you're previously standing, previously sitting, and now you go, say, I'm going to take out of bed, I'm going to lie down, I'm going to go and say Krishna, lying on the side. If you did that, you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze. Why could you be Yotze? Didn't you say Kunti Beis Hill, you can do anyway? No, I'll bring a raya from Mesech the Sukkah. Misha Yeroi Shevaru V'Sukkah. When I'm the person was sitting inside a Sukkah, he, together with Roiv of his body, V'Shulchan HaBetech HaBayis. However, the Sukkah either was not big enough, or the way the Sukkah was constructed, there was no room for the Shulchan, or maybe there were other Shulchanites. Anyway, bottom line is, the food that he's eating is on a shulchan on the table, and the table is sticking out of the sukkah, it's not in the sukkah. Now, there's really, mitzad halacha, there's no problem. Just make sure that you're sitting erect, and don't go bend over your food. If you're sitting erect, just keep on taking your fork and your knife and bring the food to you, instead of bringing you to the food. Okay, but what happens if a person were to go and sit in such a sukkah? Beis Shammai poiz, Beis Shammai says, no good. Or Beis Hill Machshir, Beis Hill says it's kosher. Now, what's the reason why Beis Shammai held that it was possible? Because he was gozer. He held that midraban. We have to make exeya that a person shouldn't go and take his head and follow the food, as opposed to the food following the head. Aha. So Amrulam Beis Hill the Beis Shammai, Beis Hill says the Beis Shammai. Ma'ase shaholchu zikne Beis Shammai v'zikne Beis Hill levakir eser birchan ben hachiranis. Don't you remember the famous story that the Zikmei Beis Shammai and Beis Hill were going together to be Mavaka to go and visit Rabbi Yechim and Acharanis during Sukkot? Mutzu, and they found Rabbi Yechim and Acharanis, Shayiroi Shavaru Besukkah, he had Takazaza Sukkah, that he and his body were inside the Sukkah. Shulchan B'techabai, the Shulchan was sticking out. So Yom Lekum, and he didn't say a word, they didn't go and even make even a remez. Nothing. Is the Chayra Rayat like us, that it's kosher. Amalam Beis Shammai said, the story that you told is correct, but you just made one boo-boo. What was the one boo-boo? Misham Raya. Afheim Amrlo im kena yisa noig. Likiyam te mitzasuka miyamecha. Quite to the contrary. When they were there, they took a stand and they said to Rabbi Yechman Acharanis, you're a great Talmud Chacham, we love you, you're wonderful, but we want you to know, you really, what you've done is improper halachically, because unfortunately, this sukkah is no good. You have not been yotze the mitzvah of sukkah miyamecha. That's the end of this Mishnah. Now, in truth, this seems to be a tremendous guzma, meaning, because even if the chachamim are gozer, don't use such a sukkah, I can understand that. But what happens if a person did go and sit in such a sukkah, and he sat erect the whole time? If you notice, Jake has a wonderful posture, he always sits very erect. Unfortunately, I'm always bent over, and what happens is, it's far likely for me to go and bend over and to put my head into the food, as opposed to the food towards my head, etc. The Birchim and the Quran is, perhaps was someone who had such a great posture, and therefore he never had to worry about that. And throughout his lifetime, and in fact there was one of these private cameras that saw that he never ever bent over, he never had a problem, says Gemara, said Beis Shammai, sorry, you're not yoitz in a mitzvah. What do you mean not yoitz in a mitzvah? I can understand what you make a gzeder. If I didn't go and bend over, my head didn't stick out, it was inside the whole time, I should be yoitz. Says the Gemara, just like Beis Shammai said, that it's based on this gzeder. The Chachamim said, you're not yoitze, even if you are careful not to be motze, your head outside the sukkah makes no difference. Based on this gezeira, this is a no-no. You've never been mekayim in the midst of sukkah. Ah, so based on that same reasoning, says our Gemara before, that's what Rabbi Yosef said. Even though mitzad ikra din you would be yoitze just like Beis Hillel holds, but since we want to take a stand and show that the halacha is not like Beis Shammai but dafka like Beis Hillel, therefore if you insisted at night, you were previously standing or you were previously sitting, and now it comes the time for Kriya Shema, you go and specifically lie down to the side to be able to say Kriya Shema, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Krishma, you have to do it all over again according to Beis Hillel. So that's the purpose of bringing this mission, to go and show you, even though midiraisa I did everything perfectly, the Rabbanan, no good. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Nachman Yitzchak goes and takes this to a further degree, to a further level, and he says, "Oskei Beis Shammai Chayiv Misa." Chas v'Shalom, if a person follows Beis Shammai in this halacha, not Beis Hillel, Chulili is Chayiv Misa. Now we don't mean Chayiv Misa like one of the Arba Misas doesn't, but what I mean to say is that it's almost self-inflicted. If Chas v'Shalom you come li de sakana, and now the Gemara quotes again from our Mishnah, "Danan Amr Tarfan Anil Yisi Baba Derech." I was traveling, and then I looked at my watch, and I looked at my Zmanim chart, and it says that this man now Krishma is exactly this time. So what I do, I went and stretched out on a park bench, and I went and started saying Krishma, Sikanti Matsu, and then a couple of our enemies came towards me, and Chasujo would be the Sakonim, they are listening. Once we pass like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai, you can stand on your head. Follow Beis Hillel, don't follow Beis Shammai. And if you want to be a Machmid to Beis Shammai, that's your problem, that's not our problem. Okay, so the Mishnah. So we spoke about the Krishma, the how you're supposed to say the Krishma, the time you're supposed to say the Krishma. Now you have to accompany the Krishma with brachas. What are those brachas? Bishachar, Mavar Shem Lefnei Yach Zacharel. You say the two brachas that we say before in the morning. That's Yoytzer Oir that we say, and then afterwards the Havarava, Havasoylem in the morning, and then at the end you go and say Emes V'yatziv, and it ends off Kol Yisrael. So you have three brachas: two before and one afterwards. Ube'erev in the evening, Mavar Shem Lefnei Shem Lacharel. Two before and two afterwards. There too you're going and saying the Yoytzer at the very beginning, Amar V'rovim, and then you have Havasoylem. Then after that you have Kol Yisrael, and you have the Hashkivenu. We ought to have the Baruch Hashem Olam Amad Yomein. So remember, we had Toys who spoke about this already a couple of times. That was a special takana because the shuls were out in the Sada, and we were afraid that some people are marach betvilasim. They'll be left there by themselves in shul when they're coming home. They'll be mazikin. So therefore, they added an extra tefillah so that people should be able to accompany them home. They shouldn't be chas v'shalom people stranded in shul by themselves. Anyway, it says Mishnah Ach Zerucha V'Yachas Ksara Dishtaim Le'Acharel that we spoke about at night. One is a longer one, one is a shorter one. The longer one is the Emes Vemuna that goes until Goal Yisrael. And the shorter one is Hashkivenu. It's not short, but relatively speaking to the Emes Vemuna, it's shorter. Now the Mishnah tells us, this is now generic, this is not specifically about Krishma anymore. Malkum Sha'om Laharach in Rishon Lakatz, Lakatz in Rishon Laharach. Wherever the Chachamim made certain takonis in Tefillah, especially in brachos, you have no right to improvise on your own. You can't go and lengthen the bracha, you can't go and shorten the bracha. You got to say it the way the chacham will mesakin. And similarly, lachtem in rishoy shloy lachtem, shloy lachtem in rishoy lachtem. There are brachos that have a double bracha. What means a double bracha? That they end off, for instance, when you go and say Ashi Yotzar, and then you end off bracha to Hashem, roifei chobosam afli lasois. So that's a chasima, you end it off with a bracha. But your average bracha that you make a shahakal, you say shahakal nivedvaray, then you don't say baruch atu Hashem again. So there's no chasima. So those brachas that have a chasima, say the chasima, and those that don't, you leave it out, don't go and try to improvise. Okay, Frank Gimar. We said b'shach mevorach shtayim, my mevorach what, oh, by the way, how many brachas we have all together? We have b'shach, we have all together three, shtayim lefenev, ach lachrev, that's three altogether. The erev is two before, two afterwards. Three plus four is roughly, Daniel?
Five. Seven.
Otzei. It's roughly five, but it actually comes out to seven. So what's the reason for seven? So Rashi says, because it says in the Pasuk, Sheva b'yoyim hilal ticha, says the Pasuk in Tillim, that every day I go and say seven brachas to mahal to mishabech. If you remember, this is Rashi over here. Rashi apparently got this from the Toysis at the beginning of the Masechta, because Toysis already said that on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Notice the two Toysis in from the bottom of the Amud, where we quoted that on Daf Beis. Mevorach shtayim lefaneh, five lines in the bottom. Yeah, four lines. Sheva brachas havi kineged, sheva v'yoyim hilal ticha. Aye, what about Yiro and Einu? So we spoke about it before because that's the basic Knesset's Besorah. Anyway, so the Rashi here says the same as the Toysis there, back on Daf Beis. Not only is it the Rashi and the Tosis, but both of them quote that this fact from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is already the one that tells us that it should be Yom Latich. So they're not Mechadishit, they're just being Malakit, they're just quoting from the Yerushalmi. Yes, Brother Shai. Hashkibenu? At least before our Mishnah, because our Mishnah already tells us about Hashkibenu. You're asking, isn't that a hefsek between Gula Tfilah? So
right,
we had
right,
it.
No, right. Gula Rechta Dabi. Right, but I'm saying, but with time of David out there, he had that bracha.
I don't know that David HaMelech was being saying Baruch HaKodesh about it. I think it could be that when the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were Mesakin the Tfilis and all the brachas, they based their seven brachas every day based on their pasuk Shebiyah Milotich. Talking about my Mevorech, what bracha do you make in the morning of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Boishe? The Nusach HaBracha is Yoitzer Oyer Uvoyrei Choyshech. Now, this is not just brand new words. You'll see that there's an aleph in these beautiful gemaras that were given anonymously. You'll see on the right hand side, Torah or Hasholem, the ois aleph, yoitze or uvoyre choshech, it's a passing Yeshaya, yoitze or uvoyre choshech, ois is sholem, but it doesn't say voyre sakoy, it says uvoyre ra, ani Hashem, oisa kol eila. Okay. So now when we say Yoytze Or Avorei Choshech, we're quoting from the Pasuk. Now the word Choshech, of course, has that sense of darkness to it. Because that's what Choshech means. So break the Gemara, why do we go and use the term Choshech? After all, we Klal Yisrael always want to be Besimcha. We want that there should be light, it should be Lechtik. Why should we talk about Choshech? Lema, let him say in the Tvila, Yoytze Or Uvoirei Noiga. Noiga is not full-fledged light, it's like twilight. It's in between. It's a Benish Moshe's type of light. So, Oyvazoy, why weren't Chazal Mesak in Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that's part of the bracha, we should say, Yoytze Oru Voirei Noiga, instead of talking about Choshech.
Why not just say Or?
Sorry?
Why not just say
we already said Yoytze Or. So we want to go make a distinction. Yoytze Oru Voirei, something else. So, Gimara, Kirsim Kamri, Dekash, Nishka Kasha. We're just going and quoting from the Pasuk. So, the Pasuk said, Yoytze Oru Choshech, so we repeat the same thing. Why do we say after that, Oise Shalom Uvoyre Sakol? The Choyre, we should go and say, Voyre Ra, Mikom Rinan Kirachsev. Why don't we go and say, would you like a Gemara? You're looking for a Gemara, our friend?
For tissue.
For tissue. Oh, you have multiple tissues. You take at least two or three. Okay. Oh, see, good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Sigmara says, if you're telling me we want to go and be as
precise
and as concise and as meticulous and as scrupulous to go and quote the pasuk exactly the way it's written, so why don't we go and say Yoytze Or Avoyde Choshech Oyse Shalom Uvoyde Es and Voyde Ra? Why do we go and say Avoyde Es Ha Kor? Ella says Zigmara, Ksiv Ra, even though the Pasuk says Avoyde Ra, the Kriin HaKol, the Chacham, nevertheless, they switched it and said, instead of saying Avoyde Ra, let's go and say Avoyde Es HaKol. Lishna Ma'aliyah, because they want to go and say Tefillin, a nice Lashon, we want to go and make it Kishmak, we don't want to talk about bad, if you can talk about good. So the Gemara, no, he goes, oh, it's Lishna Ma'aliyah. Exactly, Choshech is also. Exactly, we don't want to talk about darkness, we want to talk about Lechtig, it's light. Says the Gemara, Elo Merov, I'll tell you why. Can you ask him, meet us Yemba Lailo, meet us Lailo B'yayim. Meaning that when we're being Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thanking him, we're thinking of all times. During the day, we thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, Baruch Hashem, it's light. I know it's eventually going to get dark at night, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm Mishabech you about that as well. And at night, Rabbeinu Shalom, I know that it's nightfall now, and now it's dark. I thank you for the night, and I also thank you for the or during the day. So in other words, the whole day I want to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for all of his creations, what he does during the day and what he does at night. So that's the reason why we continue to say in the morning to thank Hashem for everything. That we go and say that I understand. When are we masker the Inyan of Midas Yoyim at night? Yeah. In Ma'ariv Aravim we go and say Goyil Arim Nechoshev V'choshev Neyar U'ma'av Yoyim Nevi'loy etc. Keil Chai V'kayim. So you see Goyil Arim Nechoshev. Oh, so at night we also refer to the R of during the day, so therefore we're masker Midas Yoyim B'layla Midas Layla B'yar Zeyagot. Frey Dimar V'irich Mahi. What about the next bracha? What comes after Yoyitze Or in the morning? However, Rabbanami, they say Havasoy. Now the whole machlokes over here is just the two words. We're not talking about the whole nusach habracha. In the morning, whether you say Havaraba, or you say Havasoy, but you say the long one in the morning. We're not talking about switching it for the one at night. So therefore, since it says Havas Oilam, we go and say Havas Oilam. Now the Gemara stops over here and doesn't tell us what you do at this point. We do a Havaraba or a Havas Oilam. So if you look at the top choices, therefore Hilchach Tekino Oimar Bishach is a Havaraba. As you well know, there are many that have the nusach that even in the morning they also say Havasoylam, but Toysa says that apparently was not the minig of the Rabbani Tzarfas or Provence or wherever Toysa was located, and that's why Havarab in the morning and the Havasoylam in the evening. Good. Amr Bira Mishmuel. Oh, there's a famous story about Rameel Simche from Gvinsk, the Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma one time was writing a letter to another Choshev Rav, and he finishes off the letter and he says that Anvani Choisim bePlukta the Shmuel and the Rabbanim. So Ani Choisim with the Machloikis of Shmuel and the Rabbanim. So the person who read the letter, well, what does it mean? I'm choisim, the machloikis, shmul, and the rabban. So afterwards he asked him, what did you mean? He said, I'm being choisim, sai, with the hava rabba, and sai, with the hava soilam. He's going and expressing love to the person that he sent the letter to, and he's saying, I conclude with the two shitzois of both shmul and the rabbanan, a hava rabba and a hava soilam. Right? I'm showing great love, and I'm showing eternal love. Zorgim Moravait, Omri Bino Mishmul. Hishkim lishnois, if a person got up early to go and learn in the morning before davening, actually occurred a krishma, and he didn't go and learn krishma yet, and he didn't go and say the brachas of birchos hatoira, tzorach levarech. He has to say birchos hatoira. Mishakara krishma, ain't tzorach levarech shekvar nifta bihava rabba. In the hava rabba, we have a lengthy loshen. We say the same libeno bina lahovin lahaska lishmoya lima lama lishma lasa kaim is called the Rishakh Havava. So that is deemed to be the same as the Birchas HaTorah. That we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, same libeno, give him to our hearts to go and learn and to teach and to be shoymer and to las is lakaim. One of the darshanim at the Siyum HaShas last week or 2 weeks ago spoke about this part of the Havarava that we say every day. Anyway, what did he say? He said that there was a fellow who was Nishka Grace Tam Chochum. In fact, it was Grace Tam Uret, and he was never Kadeh Itam Latoyra. But whenever he said Ahava Rabba, he would go and scream out with a Gamsa Kavana. The same Billy Ben, it was Rabbi Uren Reichert's book about it. The same Billy Ben, a little mite with a Gamsa Kavana, and Gishokal, he's similar to our regular Baltzel every day. He was with a Gamsa Kavana, with fervor, with Kavana. So people looked at him as kind of strange, you know. If you're saying the same Billy Ben, saying a little more lama lishma lasi. You don't open up my Gemara Gantzio. You don't even learn the Daf HaYomer. You're tikkunish. So what's the answer? So he said, yeah, abazay mantate gifit. I go and do that because this is the way my father did it. My father, when he came, the same libeni, he put in alle kavonas yegirisin shmaim v'aretz. Could it both give us in libeni a little more lama lishma lasi? Okay. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, that the same libenu, our Gemara considers that or deems that to be the equivalent of Birchas HaTorah. So once you've already said Ahava Rabba, don't say Birchas HaTorah any longer. And this is, I mean, most people when they come into shul, even if they come in late, they remember to say the brachas first. But if you didn't, and you went straight to Birchas Krishma, then after that you wouldn't go and say the bracha anymore, Birchas HaTorah, because you've already been Yotzei with the Ahavara. Then there's a question of whether you have to immediately go and say, learn something immediately afterwards, because every single day, right after we make Birchas HaTorah, we immediately say the Birchas Kahanim, and we say
if you're saying Shema, we said if you say it after Zman, it's like Kori V'Torah.
Because then you don't have the benefit of the Krishma, you only have the Kori V'Torah. But here you want to be Yoytze Tak the Kori V'Torah. Anyway,
So when you say Shema, mm-hmm. and you kabbalas Omachus Shemayim, mm-hmm. you're not also learning Torah. I mean, it seems like
I don't think so. It's
like a twofer.
But you see, Mendy's looking it up, so you'll discuss with Mendy afterwards.
Okay.
And we go back to Yom. So Omer Bina Mishmul Hishkim Lishnois actually called it Krishma. He got up early and he learned before Krishma Tzarech Lavara. Make sure to go and say Birchas HaTorah. She called it Krishma. Once you learn Krishma in Tzarech Lavara, you don't have to make the brachah anymore. Shekvar Nitzu Rabbi, you've already been Yotze. Omer Avuna LeMikra. So now we're going to have a series of Amiroim, each one of whom is going to discuss when you have to make Birchas HaTorah and when you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah. We paskin like the very last man, the Yomer, that any time you learn anything of Torah, you have to make sure to make it the Birchas HaTorah. However, as we'll see, there's going to be a progression.
Is that relevant to what we say for the Zanayas?
There's nothing to do with, right, nothing to do with Havarab. This is right, talking generically every single day. When I'm a person only wants to learn Chumash, he's not interested in learning Mishnayis, Medrashim, Gemara. Says Rav Huna, the Mikra Tzarech Levarach, you're learning Chumash, you gotta make a bracha. For the Medrash ain't Tzarech Levarach, but if you're just learning Medrashim, you do not have to make a bracha, Birchas HaTorah. For Blas Omar, the Mikra Ula Medrash Tzarech Levarach. Now we make a Medrash as well. Mishnah ain't Tzarech Levarach. Why is Medrash Yor and Mishnah Nisht? So Rashi explains because Medrash itself is referring to the Medrashim that explain the Mikra. So therefore the Medrash is just an extension of the Mikra, as opposed to the Mishnah, which now you're going to the next level, now you're learning Halacha, that you don't have to make a Bracha Birchas HaTorah. No, for Mishnah also, because the din of Birchas HaTorah is not only Torah Shebichsav, but also Torah Shebalpeh. Talmud ain't a Tzarech Levarach, because Talmud is not really the repository of the halacha; it's just an expounding of the halacha. For that, you don't have to go and say Birchas HaTorah. But Rav have a Talmud Tzarech Levarach. No, for that too. Therefore, you have to go and say that. Of course, halacha is like Rava. Whatever you're learning, you have to go and make a bracha. The Yom Rav Chiyah, and he's bringing now Raya to his shita. The Yom Rav Chiyah, Bar Ashi, Zim, and Sagi, and have a come in the Kamli to Rav. There were many times that I would go from time to time, I would be in front of Rav. The Snuya Pirkin, Besifro de Rav, when he was teaching the Sifro de Rav, have a maxim, Zikomashi Yodei, Ubarich. First he would get up and he would wash his hands and he would go and make a bracha, meaning Birchas HaTorah, and only then he would go and teach us his parak. Now even though the Masilan Pirkin is referring to the Sifra, Rashi says earlier that the Sifra is an example of Medrash, so the Chayda, you don't have a Raya on Gemara. If you look at the Rashi, Medrash is about 10 lines at the top of the Yomid. Medrash will carve the Mikra, it's similar to Mikra, ki goin bechilta, the Sifra, the Sifri, Shehem Midrashim Mikrais. Oh, so that's the Medrash. So that goes like the second man, the Yama, that says, yeah, Medrash, you have to be Mubarak.
Medrash, but not Talmud.
Maybe not Talmud. So how is Rava bring a right, even the Talmud Tzarech Levarach? Because of Chiyah, but Rashi says, I was there by Rav, and Rav Gilein Sifra, and Makir Givashin, and Makir Machta Bracha. That's because he was learning Medrash. So Mepharshim asked Kasha, and they say that Pshat is because when Rav learned the Sifra, he didn't learn it like other people learning the Sifra. It wasn't just a Medrash that you just go through the Medrash and you before it Vaita, but rather Rav learned it like you learned Gemara, mit der Groyser Grubber Finger, mit all the Rab Chaims and all the Rab Hubels, now the Chivas of Bekiva Eger, the Pshat from Sabsoif, the Pshat from Etlach, he went through the Rishayim and Achrayim, he learned it as well, the way he learned Talmud, so therefore it has a status
so
like learning Talmud.
So the third Pshat?
So this is
on the surface it seems like Zariah against against the third.
So bottom line is, it's a raya to Rava, that Rava says that for anything and everything you have to go make a bracha. Even for Talmud, even for Gemara, you also have to make a bracha of Birchas Hatayim. Not just the bracha on, not only by Torah Shebachsav, or an expansion of Torah Shebachsav, which is reflected in the Medrash, but even on Torah Shebalpeh, like Mishnayis and Talmud, you also have to say a bracha. Another question is, yes?
Halachic literature?
You speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. Break the mar mai mevorech, what bracha do you make?
Everything you do is mechavin.
Now the question is, what's the halacha? Going back to the Amar Aleph, we said that the chosin was marrying a psula, that he's part of him bringing Krishma. So, what is the halacha today about chosanim that are getting married? Are they part of Krishma? And the answer is, in halacha it says they should say Krishma today. He's targeted the mitzvah, machshava. Because unfortunately many of them, we're not talking about you, we don't mean the Kal Bachshul, we're talking about that in general there are a lot of people when they say Krishma they don't have Allah Mina Kavanas, and therefore if they have a dropless Kavana because of the fact that they're getting married, it's not much worse than their average day when they're not putting all of their Kavana and all their fervor into it. So
today, question was,
I understand what your question is. So yes, the Chatkel Avada Bechaz Toyish Mechavet, and yes, in the Havar Rabbah, when you're saying those words, you are telling it that you are Yoytze, even if you are not mechavin, because bottom line is mitzvahs ain and tzrichas kavana, and therefore you're yoytze even if you weren't mechavin specifically and expressly for purposes of birchas hatayim. Frank, you remind me, what bracha? What's the nusach habracha? Number two, Rav Shmuel Ashik Shem Tzoyis V'Tzivanu Lasoik B'Divrei Seira. Which should be very familiar to you. Rabbi Yochanan signed Bahakin, Rabbi Yochanan added to that bracha. Now you're all thinking to yourself, "Voloim de sirdesecha lishma." And here it says, "Voiske sirdesecha." But right before the oiske, you see there's an asterisk, and that asterisk takes us to the Gilyan Hashas here on the left hand side. And you'll see on the third line, the Gilyan Hashas, "Sham voiske." But if I girsa, "Voloim de sirdesecha lishma," which again, that is our girsa, that's our nusach. Good, so that's the second part. By the way, when we said Harivna, there's another Girsa of Viharivna, because it wants to show you that it's all one bracha, and it's a machloikis in the poskim whether these are considered to be two brachas or two or one bracha, but that's why you see in most good Siddurim, it says after the last B'divrei Seira, they have in small letters, don't say Amen over there, but quickly go straight into Harivna because it's all one bracha. And that's the mashmois of the Gemara, because of Virchim Messiah in Bahaki, not that he added a second bracha, but it's really one long bracha that continues on. But it's a machlekes, but that's the way our psak is, that we consider it to be one bracha. And then we continue on. Bracha to Hashem, Amen, to Lam Yisrael. Fine. Rav Nuna Omar, Rav Nuna said, add one more. Asher bracha bonu mikol am. Menos lomi yasterusay, bracha to Hashem, noisana toira. That's obviously an independent bracha, because we say that when we get an aliyah, so that's on its own, but that we add on to the other bracha. Omar, Rav Nuna, zui ma'ula sheba brachas. This is the best of all the brachas. Now, why is this the best of all the brachas? So Rashi says, because it includes references to Torah and to Klal Yisrael and to Rabbeinu Shalom. Who is the Rashi? Rashi is about halfway down the Amid. You see, Rashi says, "Zui mulish b'brachas ha Torah, the fishiyesh b'haydor l'makim, the kivus the Torah of Yisrael." It's kind of covering all bases. It's saying, "Asher b'chavon mikol amim." Oh, Klal Yisrael mikamchi Yisrael goyachet ba'aretz, like it says in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tefillin. But after the Kodesh Baruch Hu made us specially give us his Torah, so we'll be mekalis the Torah, and we're thanking Hashem, brachat Hashem, noisim the Torah. So therefore, it covers everything. That's why it's the best of the brachas. Hilkach, and therefore, nimrino the kula, we should go and say all of these brachas together, everything from the beginning to end, the last of the recite, the harivna, this final bracha, ezog, alas. Now you'll notice that there's another girsa over here, and that girsa is, again, right before Hilkach Lemrin Lekulu, again there's another asterisk, and that gets you to Gilishas, and says Omer Rapapa, Hilkach Lemrin Lekulu, and therefore Barry is reminding us that we have this Rapapa elsewhere, and then he will remind us about that this appears how many times in the Torah?
Ten times.
Who's the one that said the Bar Torah? The Temple Karuv. What did Temple Karuv say? Every time we say the Hadron, we always go and say, all the it 10 times. Why do we always make reference to the Ulba Popes? So then he once wrote a beautiful, beautiful maimer in the last Siyam Hashas. I was surprised. I was shocked it wasn't repeated this time. It was so beautiful. Everybody remembers it. It didn't make it. Okay, and it was Kimetan. You know, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Shas Tov Leyecht. Even the great Siyam they left out. Anyway, so what did Mendy write? He wrote B'Shem the Tepli Karuv. The Tepli Karuv lived in Yerushalayim, the Seif Yomov, that the reason why we give all of this kuvit to Rapop and to his 10 sons is because we find 10 times in Shas where there are machlekeses, differences of opinion, and then Rapop says, you know what, tzemach and sholim, let's go and say both your view and his view. Koloidois, Roivoidois, in a number of different places.
Modim Darbanan.
I don't think that's a proper. But yeah, maybe it is. Anyway, bottom line is, okay, well, we'll soon, we'll get to it. That's really, it's not Nar Mesechta, it's Mesechta Soitim, yet, Hashem, about the Modim Darbanan. Anyway, but the Gemara tells us that Rav Papa said, in other words, Rav Papa didn't want to stop and say, I have a machloikis, this man, Yom says, Azei, and there's Oktazei, say everything and everybody will be happy, go and do a collective large bracha, multiple brachas to cover the waterfront. Good. Shkoyach Mendi, Shkoyach Tepe Karub, Vayit Rimor, Tanan Asim. Omle Mamuna. So now we are veering a little bit away, and we're going now to Mesechtes Tomid. Mesechtes Tomid talks about bringing the carbon Tomid every single day. That's why it's called the Tomid, because you bring it Bitzmidius on a daily basis. So the Mishnah tells us there, Mesechtes Tomid, in the Beis Hamikdash, how did they work out bringing the Tomid and davening at the same time? So as we'll see, they had an abbreviated form of davening for those that are being osek in the carbon Tomid. It's Amul HaMamuna. Amuna, the one who was in charge of the Beis Hamikdash, he said, Baruch Bracha Achas, make one bracha. We don't know what bracha he's referring to yet, but we'll see Mitchum as we go further on the Amud that he's referring to one of the two Birchois Kriyashma, either the Yoitzer or to the Havarab or Havasoylam. Behim Baruchu, and they taka listened and they said that bracha. Because, and after that they said Aseres Dibrais. We of course do not say that today as part of our tefillah, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow. Why did they say in the Beis Hamikdash, and why we don't say that on a daily basis as part of the tefillah Aseres Dibrais. Good. After he finished the bracha and he finished the Sefer Dibros, they said Shema, Vayim Shemoya, and Vayayim. And then they said, Ubarchu Esa'am. Rashi says here, Esa'am is really Baruchu Ima'am, that everybody together said the following three brachas. The first two brachas were Birchois Emes V'yatziv, which in other words, the first bracha right here for Krishma. And they said, Vavoyda means Zeritzei, that we say in Shemana Esrei. And then the Kahanim Duchen, Ubirchas Kahanim. So that's three altogether, the Emes V'yatziv, the Ritzei, and the Birchas Kahanim of the Duchening. Now, when it comes to the Avoyda, it's interesting, because when we say Ritzei in our Shemana Esrei,
it means what was that Ritzei. That's, but they have the Avoyda.
We ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to return the avoid. That means we're talking already post Beis Hamikdash times. So Rashi Taka says that the Ritzei that they said is slightly shorter than our Ritzei. If you look at Rashi, Uvorchu Esa'am, it's right next to Agoyis Vitzionim at the top. Uvorchu Esa'am, Imha'am, together with the nation. That was everybody said together. They would go and say the bracha, Ritzei Hashem Alekenu, Avoidis Amchi Yisrael, Israel, Usfilosim the Kabul Barotzain, Borakham the Kabul Avoidus Ami Yisrael Barotzain, Inami Shoiskalavad Chabir Navoy, like we do by the Dichanim. Anyway, so the point is that the Loshon HaBroch is slightly different than ours today, because they leave out about we can't wait for the Beis Medish to be rebuilt and bring the Karbonis, because they were in the Beis Medish. And then next Rashi, the Brichas Kahanim, the Borakhas Am, and they went and after that, and they did the Dichanim. Or Bashar Tzvon says, actually, they didn't have time at that time. Even though they said Krishma, it was still a little bit premature. So you have to repeat the Krishma again. So it's like those people that daven Marav early, they have to repeat the Krishma again. Here they daven Krishma early in the morning, they weren't yoitz, so they have to go and say it over again. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, and then said Birchas Kahanim, which means that they dichened. However, that's how Rashi learns it up, but the bottom toises disagrees, and the bottom toises Birchas Kahanim, Ein Zeduchen, Shaloi Hoyo, Oim Deleduchen, Ad Achar Torah. Torah Seimunin, because the Dichon only took place later on, but rather says, Tois at the end, they said, look at the last two lines, Omru Bechskan Kemoisha Anu Oimrim. In other words, like we in Chutzlar, it's non Sfardim, that we go and say, Kenim Kerviseinu, Barchenim Abracha, exactly like we say every day in the Shemoneh Esrei. That's what they said at that time in the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't do the formal Dichon and then, only later on after Ketos Emunah. So we have Machlokes Rashi and Tosis about that. But getting back to our Gemara, B'Shabbos Misifim Bracha Achas L'Mishma Yotze, on Shabbos they added one more bracha for the Mishma Yotze, because the changing of the guard always took place on Shabbos. The Mishma Yotze did some of the Avodah, and the Mishma HaNichnas did some of the Avodah. If you're wondering what was the split up, so Rashi brings over here, the Mishma Yotze brought the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar and the Musafim, while the Mishma HaNichnas went, they brought the Tamid Shel Ben Aboyim, and they were Makrav the Bezichin for the Levoina, of the Levoina, for the Shulchan, for the Lech HaLapan. Anyway, so they made a special bracha. What the nusach of that bracha is, we're going to at least see tomorrow in the Gemara. Now, we started off that the Muna said, Birchu bracha achas. Right? The Gemara, my bracha achas, described that bracha. Ki hadab abba, Rabbi Yosef bar Abba. Iklo lahu as raboy menayu, my bracha achas. They said, Rabbeisai, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yosef bar Abba. Nu, tell us, what's that bracha? Have a biyadai. Achavestish. Vosu shalu ula rab masa. Leabiyat. Ichvais ochnish. Vosu shalu rab yuda. Amlu hachi amishmul ahava rabba. The bracha achas was yahava rabba. The omer of Zerika, omer of Ami, omer of Shimon Lakish. Also, not also, he said yoitzar. In other words, a machlokes. He said ahava rabba, and he said yoitzar. Ki also of Yitzchak bar Yosef omer. Hod Reb Zerika labba feirish itmar ele mechlog itmar. That that you just quoted Reb Zerika, he said yoitzar, and not ahava rabba. He didn't really say that expressly. It's only based on a story that happened, and that's why they are inferring from that that it was yoitzar. Or not a habarab. What was the story? From this we see the brachas in ma'ak voizu ezu. Even though you're supposed to say both brachas, yoitza or and a habarab, if the person only said one out of the two, no. It's your geferlich, but at least it's not ma'akit. In other words, you've not been the kind of the mitzvah properly, but you did what you did. So a ma'akit ezu. In other words, don't say it's a package deal, it's all or none. If you do one, yeah, at least you get one, but it's not, you didn't get both. Anyway, so what's the raya from this that they said yoitza or instead of habarab? So I'll tell you why. If you're going to go and say yoitza or like we said until now, that what? Even though they didn't say both, they didn't have enough time, they had to bring the carbon tamid. Okay, so they did one. You weren't yoitzah habarabba, at least you did yoitzah or they're not mak. And liyambas habarabba, haba amri, that they were saying habarabba, my bracha say mak vizuzu. Dilma haidali amri yoitzah or misha blay motaz man yoitzah or, vuki motaz man yoitzah or, haba amri. In other words, you are saying, b'shem Reb Zerika, that the two brachas are not ma'ak of each other. No, they are ma'ak of each other. What do you mean ma'ak of each other? But they only said one. Yeah, they only said one now, but they're going to say the other one a little bit later. Why a little bit later? Because they're going to wait until Yoytze Or, until Motas Man Yoytze Or. In other words, it was still dark. Like Rashi said, you're not even Yoytze, you're Kriyash Mashal Shachris yet. But in Yetz Hashem, in half an hour, it's going to be lit up on the horizon. You'll say the Yoytze Or then, and that's the appropriate time to say it, because Yoytze Or, because you both have created Or. It's not appropriate to say Yoytze Or in the middle of the night, when it's totally Choshech. So therefore, that was the raya that they brought from Reb Zerika. But the fact that Reb Zerika never said explicitly, we should say Yoytze Or, as opposed to a Havarab. But they were a medayik from the words of Reb Zerika. Since Reb Zerika said, from this we see, the brachas are not ma'ak of each other. If you're going to tell me that they said Yoytze Or, and they didn't say Havarab, even though they could have, should have, would have said a Havarab, no, they didn't have enough time. It's not ma'akiv, just a yitzar.
When they said the bracha afterward, I mean,
that's what Gemara is saying now. Eliyamrit, you're going to go and tell me that they said a havarabba now, so maybe they said the bracha an hour later, and they taka our ma'akiv, and you have to go and say both of them. And the reason why he didn't say yitzar, because it was premature, it was still early. Eliyamrit, havarabba, havamri, my bracha the ma'akiv zuzu, to ma'akiv amri yitzar, misham loy matas man yitzar, v'chi matas man yitzar, hava amri, maybe when it came to yitzar as man, they did say it, and so therefore that was the raya that Reb Zerika, when he said that brachas are ein ma'ak v'zuzu, it must be that they said the yoitza or bracha, and not that they said the ahava rabba bracha. Right, Gemara. Okay, fine.
A whole separate thing. Maybe this is a whole separate parsha with the Kohanim. It wasn't really.
Well, it's not relevant to us. Relevant to us outside in the Medina.
Right, because the whole Nusach, everything else has changed.
Sarah said Dibros also.
Dibros and
right.
Again. They said the Moshe Bonesrei. They
This was said not only by the Anshi Mishma, but also the Anshi Mavet, which means all to the Yisraelim that were there in the Beis Hamikdash were all saying together in unison all of these. Now, if you're going to tell me that when the Chamam were Mesak and the Brichas Krishma, that it's one unit, and that the Ma'akev Zuazu, how could they go and say, take only half a bracha and leave out the other half a bracha? It is all about both or nothing. The fact that we allowed them to say only one, says Rav Zika, the same in the Dabakim. Avada, when we daven in shul, you gotta go and say both. But the Beis Hamikdash, under these difficult time constraints, you say one and then I'm ma'akev. For Eitim, what's the riot? Maybe they are ma'akev. It's just a question of timing. At that time, it was just too early to go and say Yitzhar. So they said, Havarava. And later on, they're going to go and say Yitzhar. Yeah. The fact that Rav Zika said that they're not ma'akev is a simon that they said at that time Yitzhar. And therefore, there was enough light, apparently, to say Yitzhar. And they left that Havarava because they chachamim held that it's not ma'akev zuazu, and therefore you say one out of the two. So zokti more the choyra have a good terai that Reb Zvika Taka holds that the ikker did it to go and say yoytzar, and that's what they said. And the reason why they didn't say habarava because they're not ma'akev and they didn't have enough time.
Mar finishes with the final.
Said Mar v'miklola mai. So it's miklola. So what is? Well, why is he kind of playing down? He's poo pooing this halacha of Reb Zvika. He didn't say befeirish. He said miklola. So tomorrow the miklola the oylem habarava av amri. They're missing, they said, I have a rabbi. V'chimot ha-zman yoytzahor, Abba Amri Lay, they also said yoytzahor. Ah, you said, ain't brochas ma'akev zuazu. He means to say they're brochas ma'akev. That even though he said in reverse order, for instance, I have a rabbi, and then he said yoytzahor, and then it's kefel. And so therefore, bottom line, I don't have a clear cut right what Reb Zvika Taka really held. Epsimcha, do you want to say Kaddish?
Simi,
do you want to say Kaddish? Simi, do you want to say Kaddish?